Pope Benedict XVI on Friday urged the international community to address the extreme poverty of people living in the Sahel region of Africa. The Holy Father made the comments to members of the John Paul II Sahel Foundation, Lydia O'Kane reports.
The John Paul II Sahel Foundation works to aid one of the poorest regions in the world. The countries include Chad, Gambia, Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, and Senegal. The foundation was established by Pope John Paul II after his trip to Africa in 1980. Its administrative council is made up of bishops representing the episcopates of 9 countries of the Sahel, as well as representatives from the German and Italian bishops' conferences. Addressing the members of the foundation on Friday, the Holy Father noted how the Sahel region had been seriously threatened again in recent months by a significant decrease in food resources and by famine due to the lack of rain and the constant advance of the desert as a result. He then went on to urge the international community to seriously address the extreme poverty of these people whose living conditions are deteriorating.
J'exhorte la communauté internationale à se pencher sérieusement sur l'extrême pauvreté de ces populations.
The Holy Father encouraged and supported the efforts of church bodies working to help those in need and noted how the John Paul II Sahel Foundation in particular was a sign of the presence of the Pope with, as he put it, our African brothers who live in the Sahel. The existence of the foundation, said Pope Benedict, demonstrated the humanity of his blessed predecessor, but he also stressed that the work of this charity needed to be immersed in prayer in order for it to achieve its full potential. Speaking about the foundation's work in countries where Islam exists, Pope Benedict said that he was very pleased that it continues to maintain good relations with the Muslim community, adding that it testifies to the fact that Christ is alive and that his love is beyond any religion, race, and culture. Regarding the foundation's future challenges and commitments, the Holy Father underlined how important it was that it continue to renew and update itself, and he added that with the help of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, it was important that the charity focus on Christian training and education.
L'Afrique qui accueille aujourd'hui la bonne nouvelle est pour l'Église le continent de l'espérance.
In his concluding remarks, the Pope said that now Africa is being seen as the home of good news, and it is for the Church the continent of hope. I'm Lydia O'Kane.